This is No Till's French Grammar Podcast. In this podcast, we will be teaching you how to form the perfect tense with avoir. You use the perfect tense to talk about actions in the past, which helps you to get a level 5.
When you know how to form the perfect tense, it is easy.
Firstly, we need SAP.
SAP? What's that?
SAP stands for Subject, Auxiliary and Past Participle.
Oh, so what's the subject?
That depends on whether you are talking about yourself, your friends, or when you are talking to someone, us. For example, je, tu, il, elle, on, nous, vous, il, elle, with an S on the end.
Oh, I get it now. I think I know what the auxiliary is.
Go on then, what do you think the auxiliary is?
I think the auxiliary is the verb. For example, we will use avoir because it is the easiest.
Well done, you got that right. But what is the avoir verb?
They are j'ai, which means I have, tu as, which is the informal way of saying you have, il a, which means he has, elle a, which means she has, on a, and nous avons means we have. But if you use nous avons, it is more impressive because the verb changes. Vous avez is a formal way of saying you have, ils ont, which means they have, when they refers to a masculine group or a mixed group, and elles ont, which means they have, when they refers to a feminine group.
The past participles in French are the equivalent of the ed ending that we use in English. Do you know what the past participle is if the ending is er?
You take off the er and add eq.
But what about irregular verbs?
Let's do the other regular verbs first. For ir verbs, like fini and choisi, you take off the r, and for re verbs, like vendre and perdre, take off the re and add u. With irregular verbs, there isn't a set rule, so you just have to learn them. Here are some common ones. J'ai eu, which means I had. J'ai bu, which means I drank. J'ai lu, I read. J'ai dit, I said. J'ai pris, I wrote. J'ai mis, I put on. J'ai pris, I took. And j'ai fait, I did.
So how do you say I played badminton at the park with my friends?
You say j'ai joué au badminton au parc avec mes amis. It is quite easy, really. But I have a question. How do you say I played at my friend's house and we ate a lot of chocolate?
You say j'ai joué chez mon ami et nous avons mangé beaucoup de chocolat.
Oh, so we say nous avons to say we did instead of just nous, which means we.
So instead of saying nous manger, we say nous avons mangé. Do you understand?
I understand, but do the listeners understand?
Let's make sure they do with our perfect tense quiz.
For this, we will pick someone from our class to answer our questions.
I pick Ella. Ella was having trouble using and understanding the perfect tense, and we are going to test her French knowledge after she has listened to the other podcasts.
Question 1. What is the English version of tu as choisi?
Is it A, you finished, B, I chose, or C, you chose?
Is it C, you chose?
Correct, you have earned 10 points for your first question.
Yay!
Question 2. What is the French version of I played?
Is it A, j'ai joué, B, j'ai joué, and for C, je vais jouer?
Is it B?
Yes, well done, you got it right again. 20 points for question 2, so that is 30 points so far. It is all on the last question, no pressure. How do you say I saw, as in I saw a film in French?
Is it A, j'ai vu, B, j'ai lu, or C, j'ai bu?
Is it A? No, actually B. I choose B.
Oh, I'm sorry, that's the incorrect answer, which would have earned you an extra 30 points if you would have stuck with your first answer. You would have had 60 points if you'd have answered that correctly.
Oh, I knew I should have gone with my first choice. I hope you enjoyed this podcast and that you've learned something new from it and that you now know how to form the perfect tense with avoir. Good luck, and we hope you got the questions right.
Au revoir.